Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Lickin' On Lending.
Welcome, everybody. Good to have you with us.
Welcome to Lickin' On Lending, a weekly mortgage market update providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news, all related to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. Now here's your host of Lickin' On Lending, David Lickin.
Let's begin.
Welcome, everybody. So good to have you with us. Mark Helm and I are dialed in, and we have a special guest, Jessica Peterson. We're so excited about you being here with us. For those of you listening live, we have so many people that listen on a downloaded basis. So even on holidays. In fact, on holidays, it's oftentimes especially more. We have a special number of more people listening. Boy, oh boy, I'm doing a three-day fast. This is day three. So I'm talking stranger, connecting the mouth and the brain may be a bit of a challenge. Anyways, Monday, September 5th, Labor Day holiday. So good to have you with us. This podcast is created by mortgage professionals. It is for mortgage professionals, and we're just so grateful to have you here with us. Our commitment is to bring you timely information in an audio format that you can listen to anytime and anywhere. And today's podcast is very, very timely because we're talking about what are you thinking, originators. We've got a top realtor, Jessica Peterson, a dear friend who's been on the podcast numerous times, talking about. She called me the other day. She said, "Dave, I keep getting all these phone calls. What are people thinking when they're calling me?" And I said, "Jessica, would you mind, without naming names, would you mind getting on here and tell our audience what people are saying to you and what's repulsing you so much?" So anyway, she agreed to do that, and we're here to help. Not a critical. We don't have come to this as a critical spirit or critical attitude, but we're providing today's podcast to help you as the listeners, as originators, the originating listening audience that we have, to how to approach this topic. So we're going to get into that here in just a little minute. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Finastra with their Fusion Mortgage Bot solution. Outstanding, robust features that tap into some of the user-defined options. It's a great solution. Check it out. As well as FormFree, their account check supports Fannie Mae's positive rent payment history assessment. You've got to check out what they're doing at FormFree. Also, Lender Toolkit. By the way, we had Christy Moss on in June. We've got an exciting podcast we just recorded on Friday that we're going to be airing here real soon. Very excited about that. Also, Lender Toolkit. Our friends Brett Emler and Brett have a great solution there. Brett's the founder of the company, and we're really excited about them, their sponsorship. Check out the interview we did on July 11th with Brent and Michael Wetback of Blueprint. Also, SnapDocs, an e-vault solution that will make it so easy to simply get started with eNotes. If you're not familiar with the SnapDocs program, you've got to get familiar with it and hear their vision, as well as Total Expert. I love these guys because I'm into CRMs because I need all the tools I can to follow up on all the things that I have going. And if you're successful out there, what CRM are you using? Well, I'm challenging you to at least get over and check out Total Expert. They turn customer insights into actionable items to increase loyalty and drive growth for banks and credit unions and other financial institutions. Also, then, it cannot go without saying a special thank you to Simple Nexus. They do such an amazing job. And what they're doing, their vision, you've got to hear about their vision. We had Shane Westra on the podcast on June 27th, and listen to that. We're also going to get them back on here soon. Also, the Mortgage Bankers Association, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative. The Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative are co-op that do a great job bringing a more intimate setting to these conferences, and we recommend you checking them out, both of these. We're members of both, and we recommend you consider doing so as well. Success Kit does a great job in helping you tell your story. Knowledge Coop is a learning management system. My friend, good old friend, Ken Perry up there in Portland, Oregon, does a great job. Actually, they're in Washington State, but they're just over the river there. So they're in Washington State, but they're part of the Portland community, as well as Mobility MMI and Modex. These are two powerful tools that can help you in your recruiting, as well as mortgage advisory tools and DW Consulting. So glad to have you here with us, everybody. Let's let's see here. The NBA, way to go, Adam DeSantis. He actually got in a report to us, so we're going to head over to the NBA for the NBA Mortgage Minute. Adam, what you got?
Hi, I'm Adam DeSantis. This is the Mortgage Minute, the latest news from the Mortgage Bankers Association. Last week, FHFA announced that it would begin a comprehensive review of the federal home loan bank system this fall. Director Sandra Thompson noted the vital role of the FHLBs over the last 90 years in supporting affordable, equitable, and sustainable access to mortgage credit, and said FHFA is undertaking this review process to ensure the banks remain prepared to meet current and future needs. As part of the review process, FHFA will host two public listening sessions and a series of regional roundtable discussions to consider and evaluate the mission, membership eligibility requirements, and operational efficiencies of the FHLBs. MBA has long advocated for the responsible expansion of FHLB membership to critical providers of mortgage origination, servicing, and investments, such as mortgage REITs and independent mortgage banks, to further support its housing mission and to provide stable liquidity sources for key players in the mortgage market. MBA will continue to engage with FHFA throughout the review process and will be providing feedback in the key areas highlighted in the announcement. Now that's it for this week. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, MBA, for the sponsorship, for the partnership. You need to become a member of the MBA. And you say, well, I can't afford it right now. You can't afford not to be doing that. But at the least, join up with Mortgage Action Alliance and what they're doing. Because what you can do is have your voice heard on the Hill. Mortgage Action Alliance app, which you can download at any of the app stores on your smartphone, and you can download it, and you just type in a few things, and you'll get notifications of the bills that the MBA is supporting. You then can add your voice to that and have an impact on the Hill right there from your smartphone phone for wherever you're at. And you don't need to be a member of the MBA. But as I say each week, you still need to be, and you should be. Mark, you know the power of the MBA, and I just want you to add a few words to that, if you wouldn't mind, the importance of the membership and what it's been to you over your many years in the mortgage industry.
Thank you, David. I will tell you the MBA had an outstanding and lasting effect on my career. I had the opportunity at two times during my career to chair some major committees for MBA. I chaired the Technology Committee for Angelo Mazzola, and later on I chaired the Loan Administration Committee. In addition to that, had opportunity to head up and be on a member of the FHA, VA, and Ginnie and Fannie and Freddie advisory committees, which is made up of MBA members over the years. All those memberships made a profound effect on me and my growth in the industry, and allowed me to succeed and be knowledgeable what it needed to be successful in our business, and how often we need to interface with third parties to understand what they're doing and what they offer to us, to our borrowers. So it's a profound effect it's had on me, and I will forever be thankful to MBA and the leadership that's provided me over my career.
Yeah, that's so true. Mark, that's well said. And they do provide so much in the way of leadership. I've had the privilege of chairing committees there, as you have, and it's just so important. What they do for us, industry, can't be underestimated, and we need to be going. And by the way, if you haven't made your reservation at the for the conference, all the conference hotels that they've registered, the blocks are all sold out. But I have a little bit of a secret for you. I know where to get some rooms that are right across the street from the convention center. Text me at 512-632-2900, and I'll provide that to you. All right, so let's get over to Les Parker. He's here, not live, but he does always – now, he listens in, so he sends in recordings, and then he goes in, and I have to pay attention to his text message. He made a mistake on one of his recordings, texted me, and I missed it, but thank God that Matt picked it up last week. So Les Parker is here with this week's TM Spotlight and a macro view of the markets. Les, what you got?
TM Spotlight Soundbites is brought to you by PowerSeller, making hedging easy.
Bullish pie, bearish crunch. Bulls know that bear slows them. They can't help themselves. They loathe bulls and everyone else. The bear and bull feud continues. Bond bears focus on high inflation, weak productivity, and rising labor costs. Bond bulls see declining reliable energy, Europe's looming recession, China's collapsing economy, and ESG sucking the oxygen rather than the CO2 out of the developed world. This month, it's easier for rates to fall 50 basis points than rise 30 basis points. The determination of the most prominent central banks to wring out inflation leaves Europe stuck with fragmentation, and there's nothing they can do. Get the bullish pie recipe at tmspotlight.com.
That's so good. Les Parker and Gary Cantrell going to team up. And I always am interested, and Mark, I'm always interested in what choice of music he's going to use. It's brilliant. Thoughts on what he had to say, Mark?
No, I think he's right on target with these comments. And, you know, we're lucky to have a person as knowledgeable as Les giving us commentary every week, but also somebody who was a former DJ, I guess, because he's certainly got great choices on music.
There you go, Parker. You heard it. You were, must have been a former DJ. You kept that from us. Mark? No. Anyway, that's so good. Yeah, it's a spot. What's going on with China and their collapsing economy and the impact on everything? You know what, Mark, I don't know if you were on the podcast when we had our good friend Alice Alvey, who said to say hello to everybody and wished you all a wonderful Labor Day. She was saying how she keeps track and she writes down everything that Les predicts. And she says the guy's right all the time. Maybe not all the time. That's just like a little too much to say, but it's so accurate. And she says he's amazing. So she writes it down and holds it as gospel, which if you know Les, gospel and Les Parker, that's probably pretty close to the two. But anyway, thanks so much, Mark, for adding to that. So the rest of the group is off. We have all our regulars who are gone off on celebrating Labor Day. Mark and Mark called me last night. He says, are we doing the podcast? I said, yeah, but you don't have to be here. He says, I want to be here. So Mark Helm, so good to have you here with us. And if you wouldn't mind giving us an update, Mark's segment has to do with servicing, loan servicing. And he talks about that. But Mark, go ahead and expand it out from loan servicing and share with our audience some of your wisdom that you have from 40. I'm 49 years in the industry now. I think you're 48, 47, something like that. Both.
Yes.
All right. What wisdom do you have for us?
David, between you and I, we've nearly got a century and we've seen it all. But I will tell you that things have been interesting the last couple of years. I'm seeing some massive consolidation of servicing again. Some of the players have liquidated their mortgage servicing portfolio by selling it to other people. Normally the big buyers that normally buy portfolios are doing that. And people are using that cash to get them through the hard times on the origination time. But one of the things I want to mention to folks is very important. If you're in a mixed shop, and I call a mixed shop one is it has just as profound effect in servicing as you do in origination, please, please, please be careful what you do on the servicing side, trying to if you right-size something, it doesn't need to be right-sized. And I see so many shops make the mistake is when production dies off, they start laying off servicing people. Now, there's some truth to that. I mean, you can certainly have some reductions in staff for new loan setup and things like that. But long-term, you still got to take care of your servicing portfolio, and you still got to oversight your servicing portfolio if it's with someone else. So it's very, very important you don't cut any oversight, quality control, compliance teams, and you also don't cut in your servicing staff if you're doing it servicing in-house, because it's your future, it's your portfolio, and not paying attention to it can have detrimental effects on you long-term. So pay attention, be wise, and be smart on the moves you make and the cuts you make and the remediation you do in these hard times. We know it's hard for everyone, but you got here by being smart. Just continue to be smart.
That's a great word, Mark. And I think a lot of people are looking, we've got to cut. And sometimes they pull out the cutting sword and they just start slashing across all the various business departments or functions within the company, not realizing, hey, your portfolio hasn't gone down. Your portfolio needs to be maintained. And that's the one area that should be a bit sacred when it comes to looking at the cuts that you're making. And you brought that home so strong in recently. So I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Appreciate you being here. Hey, how many years have you been in the business, Mark? How many years has it been?
45 for me, David.
45 for you. Okay. You were still in the military when I started my career. And the other thing that I love about Mark, I mean, you start more, you learn about Mark, you go realize he's only 2 hours short of having a PhD in, is it family counseling or psychology? What is that?
Psychology, yes.
Psychology. That is, well, so he joined me in the consulting business. Guy, he does this as a give back to the industry. It's not because he needs the money. He was very successful in business, sold his business for a great deal of money. And he's doing this as a give back. And then for him to come on, we're putting him into some projects. He says, Dave, I think I've Well, it's actually Jack Nunnery who says, I think Mark's getting his 2 years of the two hours that he needs for his PhD just working with one of our clients that we've got a challenge with. So anyway, Mark, I appreciate you so much. And I love your desire and your heart to give back. So many other professionals like Mark, if you're bored in retirement, give us a call. Mark and I would love to talk to you about joining up in the consulting business. Our business model is basically to go up, and that's Transformational Mortgage Solutions, what I'm talking about. Our business model is basically find people that have many, many years of success and think they want to retire. Like Jack Nunnery says, 2 years before he retired, he says, Lincoln, I'm going to retire. It's this many days, this many years, this many months, this many days, this many hours. I mean, he literally had it up on his calendar. I mean, he had one of those clocks on his cell phone. And sure enough, he got retired. He says, guess what day it is? First day of retirement. When can I start with you on the podcast? So anyway, now we have some interesting news on Jack because he is so good. There's a lot of people saying you can't retire. And he goes, yeah, I want to stay retired. He goes, no, you can't. So we'll see what happens with Jack. That's always that. But Mark, you're not going to go back into the game, are you? Other than to consult like you are.
I'm just going to consult. I'm just going to consult. If I went back to an 8-to-5 job, even though I work more than hours than that now, it seems like my wife would shoot me, so I can't do that.
Yeah. Well, at least you're in control of the hours that you're doing. Yeah. He's coaching. I think I can say this because Todd's been, he's a reference for us, Todd Scream, and he coaches Todd Scream, and it has been for now for some time. And it's so rewarding and the impact. You can look at the best of the best. You can say, does Todd Scream need a coach? Hey, Tiger Woods, you pick your number one athlete. They all need a coach. They all need coaching. They all have coaches, not one, oftentimes two and three. It's so important that you have a good coach. I get to coach some of the best of the best. Emily Farley's one of those ones at Atlantic Bay. I get to coach her. She is amazing, and I love that lady. I love her heart to serve and grow. And that's the key, Mark, as you know, is people that even though they've – I mean, look at Todd, the massive amount of success he's had, but he's still hungry to what? Learn and grow. Mark, that's a great deal. I appreciate you.
Thanks, sir.
You bet. Let's get over to our special guest today. We have Jessica Peterson, who is a life coach. She's a business coach. She is a part of a really icon, which is known as the top in the nation. And Jessica, good to have you on the podcast. She's coming from Florida. So good to have you, Sarasota area. Florida, Jessica, good to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited today. I want to bring value to everyone.
Well, that's what you do. You do that constantly. You do that through WOW. There's so many things. We're going to get into some of the things that you do and how you do it in just a minute. But audience, Jessica called me here. How long ago was it? You've called me a couple of times over the last month or so, or maybe last couple of months. And you said, Dave, what's wrong with the MLOs out there? Where's the leadership? What's going on? And I go, the first time she called me, I go, yeah, there's some whining ones out there. But then she called me again. She says, Dave, you need to get this out to your audience. So I said, well, who better to deal with that than top, one of the nation's top real estate agents, which is Jessica Peterson. And so, Jessica, it's good to have you here. If you could kind of outline again, Mark and I are going to interview you, and this is going to be kind of a free-flowing conversation. But I want to start out with some of the scenarios that you've received and open this up with what you're getting, the phone calls you're getting. What is it? What's going on?
Well, thank you for asking. So just a little background. For 2 decades, I was in the mortgage banking industry.
Nice.
So I get most of you. I get what you guys are going through. And now I'm on the flip side, right? So I've been coaching over 10 years, real estate agents, mortgage professionals, and I've been a real estate agent for several years myself. And it's so ironic, in the last half hour, I get a message from another top agent. She says, I am being constantly harassed by loan originators. And I want to be on to help everyone listening.
Good. That's what we're about, helping people. And you are an awesome coach. But I think sometimes a great story has three components. It outlines the story. It outlines the problem. It outlines what's the source of the problem. And it outlines a solution. So let's start with the problem. Let's talk about, give us some insights. If we were to listen in on some of those phone calls that are coming to you from realtors. First of all, if you're calling a realtor, listeners, way to go. That's good. Many have just dropped. They call it rope dope. They're just, the circumstances of life have beat them up and they're not making phone calls. But if you're making phone calls, God, you need to listen to this. So, Jessica, talk about the ones who are at least making the phone calls but not being so smart on how they do it. Tell us about one of those calls.
Well, ironically, I was going to say anyone making calls, I'm proud of you.
Yes.
Good job on doing that. So the ones that are making the calls, it's I have patterns of the same messaging, and it's not even phone calls. It's even social media messages. It's almost like people are copying and pasting a script. You know, I've received several on social media, hey, Jessica, I can do conventional FHA and VA, and I'm sitting here thinking, well, doesn't everybody else? So what's making you so unique, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just sitting here thinking, what is going on? I'm also, I don't know if there's some script out there, but I'm constantly getting calls. Congrats, Jessica, for making the top agent. It's just strange. It's so scripted. Be natural. Talk like yourself. And then the one I had this past week, I called you. I said, that is it. This gentleman called me, bragged how wonderful he was for 15 minutes. And I said, I'm sorry, I do not understand what makes you so unique and special, because everybody, he goes, well, I actually pick up my phone. Well, doesn't all other loan officers pick up their phone? Well, I actually, you know, care for the customer. Well, doesn't all the others care for the customer? I mean, nothing. So and I kept saying, is there anything else you have to say? I was doing it as a test. Anything else you have to say? 15 minutes later, all he did was talk about himself, not ask me one thing about me, not one thing. And at the end, he's like, I can't wait to get a referral. And I'm like, okay, have a great day.
I'm going, that will never happen. Gosh, man, it's like narcissism. Mark, you're a psychiatrist, a psychologist, married major. Is it narcissism? How would you define that call? What's going on in their minds, Mark? Mark, you may be muted on your side. If you're talking, we're not hearing you.
Mark, on mute. Self-centered people are really hard to deal with, and it's really hard to diagnose what their issues are. But if a person is a self-centered person, most people realize that early on in the conversation, and know how to combat dealing with the ego that's involved with the self-centered person. But it's those are the people that are searching for themselves, and they think they know everything.
And they think they know it all. Yeah, Jessica. So they start out talking about themselves, and they say the same thing over and over. And then as if they invite you to lunch, like as if you want to go sit down with them and listen to them just talk about themselves, because this is that call was so stimulating that you just want to listen to a narcissist and talk about it.
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Well, that's the other thing. They always ask me for lunch, which is very nice of them. And I said, hey, look, you know, I am so busy. There's a reason why I'm number one. I'm hustling, right? For me to take time and just go have lunch doesn't make sense. And I've been blunt with them. I say, I have a wait list of people who want my coaching. And I say, I'm telling you from love, why am I going to take time out from my day to not be out there producing business, not be out there, you know, making money? Why am I going to take time not making money and sit down and have lunch with you for an hour?
Yeah, you're successful. And how are you successful? Because you're out hustling. You're not calling people and just telling them how awesome you are. You get results. I want to get into that. It's crossing over into the coaching part, because I want to get some of your coaching out, and I want to talk about what they should be doing. But I really want to build a scenario, because there are people that are going out there. So what are some of the other subtle things that you're hearing about that people are doing, that when you get the calls, you used the word script. It sounds like it's scripted. It's a lot of the same thing you're hearing over and over again. Expand on that, please.
Yes, I'm noticing a common trend. One of them is, congratulations, Jessica, on making the top real estate agent. I just wanted to call and congratulate you. I also want to let you know that I'm a loan officer here, and I would love to have your business. I'm like, what? I mean, it's just so scripted. And you know what? If I get one of those calls, I'm going to forewarn everyone. I'm going to say, oh, really? Well, what are my numbers? What are my stats?
Yes.
Really tell me if you really have looked into it. If you really have looked into it.
The LinkedIn recommendations, I just kind of went off on a guy today. Someone texted me and said, Dave Licken, we would like to have a relationship. We're so impressed with your success. You have done so much. You've done this and that. And I wrote back, says, can you tell me about the success? I followed your line. Follow me about the, oh, I see that you're closing more loans. I go, you obviously don't. I am a consultant. And I literally reported the guy to LinkedIn. I'm going, I'm so tired of people just spamming us with stuff. You can spam them by LinkedIn. You can spam them with an email. And they act like they know what they're doing, like they've done their homework. And it is fraudulent. It is misrepresenting. And it's annoying, especially if you are working with someone who is really successful as you are, Jessica. So they call you and they say you're awesome, you're wonderful. Well, everyone, they do make three phone calls. You'll find out the top realtors in any particular community and market. You are that in Florida, all over Florida. And I think you're probably one of the top of the nation, if I'm not mistaken. But here's the bigger thing. They're not doing their homework. Like we have this thing, and this is a plug for two of our sponsors, which is Mobility MMI and Modex. With those two tools, we are able to log online. Not only are we able to look at how many loans they've closed, but we can give you names, addresses, and everything. These tools are so powerful when it comes to recruiting or going out on a sales effort. They have all the realtor information and who was the one that funded the loan for them. So you can find out. And so, Jessica, how would a call like this go? Hey, Jessica, I see that you just closed three, you know, in your case, it's probably like 20 transactions. You're cool, amazing. And they say, I see that you're really close. And they give you specifics and they tell you, and I also see that you're doing business with such and such. I respect that relationship. Can you tell me why you're working with Trevor or why you're working with Sally and why you're working with Jessica or, I mean, whomever it is, picking names out of the air. And you, first of all, how would that hit you? What is it that they're doing for you? I'm really interested. I'm trying to build my business, obviously, but would you mind just giving me a few minutes of what they're doing? How would that sound?
Oh, that would be so refreshing. I've never had a call like that. That would be so refreshing. Or to just call and to bring value, say, I'm just throwing out ideas, right? And I don't want everybody sounding scripted, be natural and real. Like, hey, Jessica, did you see that there's a free continuing education class? Hey, Jessica, did you know that there's a charitable real estate to help charities in the area and to boost your real estate business with Cami Baker? Hey, Jessica, you know, just always bring in this value where I'm saying, wow, this person really knows their stuff. They're bringing some,
or at least
really
trying to bring you something to me. Yeah, they're bringing me something.
Yes.
It's not a gimme, gimme, gimme. My name is Jimmy. It's so important that we learn the importance of adding value. That's what you do to be successful, and you have. Mark, jump in on here and bringing value, the power of bringing value. Mark, you're giving, bringing value as a consultant, as a coach and a consultant every week to the real estate market. Talk about the importance of bringing value.
Well, bringing value is a core step in building relationships with people that we want to deal with on a constant and profitable basis. And I say profitable not in the sense of dollars and cents, but things that help build us as people thrive in the business that we do. And building value is easy, is sometimes taken for granted, and sometimes people think they're doing it, and they're really not doing it. So I would focus on building value as in three easy steps. The first step is to basically make sure that what you think you're delivering as value is perceived of value by the other side. That's very important. And obviously, we've heard some phone calls that happened that probably that wasn't part of it. The second step is assessment of what you've done as far as the value it brings, with truthful and honest conversation with the person you're dealing with to see if it's been as helpful as you think it's been. And third is kind of a postmortem step, where you have an opportunity to stand back and look at it after a period of time. And if you've really built value, you've been building a relationship the whole time, and you can certainly see that grow and develop over the years. So it's a self-assessment type thing you have to do with your third party you're dealing with and with yourself.
That is a good point. Jessica, what would it be like if someone said, hey, Jessica, the purpose of me reaching out was to add value to you? And I like what Mark said at the end. It's doing a self-assessment. What would it do for you is to say, Jessica, the intent was for me to call you and build a relationship by adding value. Did I succeed today? That's a brilliant idea. At least it seems like that. How would that hit you, Jessica?
That would, again, be so refreshing. I've never had calls like that. Like I said, it's always the same scripted, hey, Jessica, I do FHA, VA conventional loans. And I've told people, I said, so do all the other lenders. Why are you calling me?
The differentiator. What differentiates you? And it doesn't start with a statement. I think it starts with action, Jessica. It starts with starting and actually making hi, I'm here to add value. You just start adding value. Don't tell them what you're going to do. Start doing it right from the get-go. Hey, Jessica, I just want to call you, get to know you a little bit. Did you, you know, there's a free CE class that's coming up here, or are you aware that this other thing, there's an open house here, or there's a special event. Would love to see you there. Are you going to be going there? Would you like me to email you information about it? Blah, blah. I mean, it's all the things that you can add value. It's starting to do. Don't just talk about what you're going to do. Do it. Do it right out of the gate, Jessica.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. If I was coaching a mortgage firm right now, I could come up easily with a long list of things to bring value, right? And it's relationship. And it's just like courting and dating. It takes time for that relationship. Doesn't mean we're going to be committed right away, right? So I feel like a lot of these phone calls, people are expecting me to just get married within 15 minutes.
Yeah. That's so good. I use that analogy a lot. And my wife says, can you find another analogy other than dating and all the stuff that goes with it? And I go, it's actually a pretty good deal because it's based, I mean, it's one of the most, we've all understood that from the time we went through puberty, dating is then the law of attraction is one of those things, but it's walking around with a puff chest and beating your chest. It's kind of a big major turnoff. So Jessica, let's get into some of the things that you talk about when you're coaching someone. And before we start, I want to have everyone, how can people learn more about your coaching program?
Well, that's a great question. So good news, bad news. Bad news right now, I have a wait list. Good news, I'm going to be opening up some more in the future. I'm training some other real estate agents to be trainers with me, and I'm really excited about it. So if anyone wants to go ahead and connect with me, my favorite channels are LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Instagram, you'll find me as Lux Your Lifestyle. You know, Facebook, I'm friends with you, Jessica Peterson, you know, David. And then also LinkedIn as well. Those are probably some of the most top places right now to go ahead and connect with me. Or my real estate website, which is LuxOurTeam, LuxOurTeam.com.
That's good. Okay, so let's talk about the social media platforms a little bit because Facebook is, we're B2B, and the consultants, we do everything from a B2B standpoint, but realtors are on Facebook a lot more. Therefore, understandably, loan officers need to be on there. What are some tips and tricks on using Facebook? And when do you use Facebook? And when do you use LinkedIn and any of the others out there?
Oh, that's a really good question. So I always say it depends on your target audience. Where are your people hanging out? It could be TikTok. I have friends succeeding there. It's not where, you know, my hangout is right now. Could be Instagram, could be LinkedIn, it could be Facebook. But the reason or way I love social media is for top two reasons. One is to go ahead and create relationships, and the other way is to educate people.
Okay. So the relationship part is pretty obvious. Talk about how you would recommend loan officers or how you as a realtor create your teaching. How do you teach or prep add value?
Oh, that there's so much. That's a loaded question,
I know, that's
right?
So,
it takes hours of training. So going back to our conversation earlier. Going back to our conversation earlier, right? So it could be messaging, hey, Jessica, did you hear about this? Hey, Jessica, what about this? You know, and constantly bringing that value. And it's the same with me staying in touch, right, with my community and, you know, privately sometimes sending them information, hey, thinking of you, love to get together, sometimes just picking up the phone. It's never just a social media is a fix for all. It's a combination of phone, seeing people in person, and social media. It's that combination. And what really I love about social media allows you to connect with human beings and to say, hey, I saw you went on this trip. It's fantastic. Or that's so wonderful and great. You know, you've been married X amount of time. It's really that connection and that bond.
Yeah. You said that you've been X number of years, not the number of times. I see you're on your third marriage, a fourth marriage. I was joking because of how that came across. Hey,
sorry.
Congratulations on your fifth marriage. When you said, I see that, anyway, I don't want to, the way it hurt, I heard it in my head was probably a different way you intended to say it. But anyway, the point of it is you're taking time to be intentional by reading what's going on in their lives. Mark, as a psychologist, you know the importance. Is there some principles you can lay out for us in establishing those relationships as you're listening to Jessica talk about what to do in social media?
Well, that's a loaded question. I could probably go on three or four.
Yeah,
hours
you're almost
on
the PhD, so I guess we might as well start your dissertation now.
I would have to say that establishing a relationship, the most important thing that I believe is necessary out there is honesty between the parties. And then second is, I think you need to determine real quick what the needs and wants and desires of both persons are for where it needs to go. And then you got to think through the process to get you there and what you need to work on, share with each other, and build that trust and support through the relationship. If you do those three things, I think you can be successful. But I think the most important thing up front is being honest with the person you're talking about. And if I was a mortgage banker that was calling Jessica, I would say, Jessica, you know, I haven't done a good job the last 10 years in dealing with realtors, and I need your help. How can I create better relationships with realtors I deal with, get more referral business, et cetera? What can I do to help them so that they'll be willing to help me? And be honest about it and share that up front, and you're going to have somebody more apt to spend time with you on the phone to work with you on things like that when you're wanting to learn and grow and not tell somebody how important you are the whole time.
Yeah. Jessica, your thoughts?
I love that. And then I was sitting there thinking, I literally get phone calls several a day, and if I had several of those a day for the next year asking the same question, that would get a little tedious. I do love the question. I really think shake it up, start bringing the value, like we mentioned earlier, you know, hey, I'm here to go ahead and, you know, like you mentioned, the free CE, Thrive Real Estate does free CE, or, you know, talking about the charitable real estate. I mean, I have a long list. I'm just throwing out ideas again, you know, from earlier. Mm-hmm. Start asking and bringing that value in regards to that relationship. And it's a win-win for everyone. We want everyone to succeed. And it's all about coming together and helping each other throughout the whole process. But if someone came to me right now and said, Jessica, let's go ahead and put on a class together and I'll go out there and invite people. You bring your training. Let's make a difference in lives. I would say, what? I would be listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's just there's so many different ways. Really coming up with your custom way and not scripted by any means, because that's it seems like scripted.
You just hit on something that's really important, because can you be saying the same thing over and over to different people and it coming up sounding scripted? That seems like a rhetorical question, but because when you hear something, can you like, hello, Jessica, this is David Licken, I'm going to call you. And it can almost sound scripted if you just don't change it up to a certain degree each and every time. Thoughts?
Yeah, it's obvious that people are out there doing the scripted. And, oh, here's something else I've seen too. I have so many flashbacks of things I'm seeing. And I'm not knocking or anything by any means, but really think about this. To only hear from someone only on holidays, it's like, well, what about the rest of the days? Do I not really matter, right? So when someone's like, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Halloween, well, what about the other days? Like, hey, Jessica, I was just thinking of you today, and I'm so grateful for this, and I want to give value and give back, and I want to go ahead and share this with you. This is a golden nugget that you may love for your business. It's powerful. It's that wow moment.
That's that wow, which is one of the things you have going for you, the wow agency. So I want to talk about that again in just a minute. But Mark, when you talk about the importance, I realized I'm so glad you joined. You were kind enough to join in on this Labor Day holiday, Mark. But your psychology background is so important right here. When someone is reaching out like that, what's the important? Is there a script? Kind of a, can we communicate that we're speaking from a script without necessarily? Hey, let me read from the script. I mean, how important is changing things up? And what would you recommend on people, even though it's basically the same reach out message?
Well, first of all, I feel Jessica's pain when people only call you on the holiday and where they are the rest of the time when they certainly need some help. I kind of like the people that don't call me first. I like the people that shoot me an email and say, my name's Jane and I'm working on this. And I know you have a lot of experience in this area, and it's different than what Jessica does, of course. And And I'd like to schedule some time with you, and these are the things I really need to talk about. I know I need help on these, and I would appreciate your advice and guidance on these matters, et cetera. It's about, again, about being honest and laying it out on the table. And yeah. Then you're not barging into somebody's weekend or holiday. You're not barging into somebody's time when they got 3 minutes to talk to you when you're going to need 15 minutes, and you can schedule appropriate time. And the other thing about it is, Jessica, it's like my time. Our time is valuable, okay? And so if you're in a situation, I don't charge people for everything I do, but if people want to start taking 30 minutes or an hour of my time, I am. But, you know, you can add up, and Jessica can tell you this, you can add up a lot of 15 minutes that eat into your productivity of talking to people when they don't have any idea what they need or what they want and how they're going to do it. And that's the most frustrating thing about trying to help people. You can't help people that won't help themselves. And that's the biggest thing I run into every day. It's just mm-hmm. that somebody wants an easy fix, and they don't really know how to help themselves.
Yeah, that's a great point, Mark.
Oh, Jessica. I love that, Mark. David, can I share something really quick that Mark reminded me of something?
Yes, please.
So when people always ask me to lunch or to chit-chat or whatever, I like this question. I say, what is it you want to accomplish at the end of our conversation?
Ooh. Yeah. Mm. What's the sense of purpose? What's the purpose? Yeah, that's excellent. That is excellent. Yeah. What is your goals for this call? I mean, having a sense of communicating, I am goal-oriented. I'm going to respect your time. Here's my goal. I want to make sure I achieve this. A goal for you. What would be one of the goals that you'd like to have out of this meeting today? And you ask a question. It goes back to honesty, or that transparency and honesty, integrity going into it. Jessica, you talked about wow, creating wow. You have the wow agency. Talk about that, and let's start spending the rest of our time. This time goes so fast when we get these podcasts started, especially when it's on a topic like this one. Talk a little bit about the wow agency. What are you doing on the consulting and then and your programs that you have, and how can people become a client of yours? Or would you even be willing to have people just have you speak to their, I mean, if they're listening to this and going, I got to have that lady speak to our salespeople. Would you be willing to jump on a phone call? Do you do that to speak to whole groups?
I do. And I love to do that. And wow, that was, well, thank you for asking. Well, thank you. What do I have in the works? Well, I have been testing a program where I'm going to be certifying people to wow one person a day. And imagine, David and Mark, this world, if there's 1,000 people on a mission to wow one person a day. Imagine the difference in this world it would make. And a lot of times people say, well, Jessica, does that mean, you know, you have a boat? Does that mean taking people out in your boat? No. Sometimes it's a simple smile. I've heard from so many people how just a smile changed their life. Or I've sent a card or gift to someone, and my husband's like, how many grown men have cried on the phone with you, right? And it's just taking an interest in people out there. And I really want to create that mission. I'm just so passionate about it. And David, I'm really happy that you got to see a sneak peek of what I'm creating, where loan officers and real estate agents can go out there and take it in their communities. Yes, they're going to get business, but more importantly than business, they're going to change lives. And it's all around lifestyle. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so excited. It's Lux Your Lifestyle, which is such, we've already talked about it briefly. And we had one podcast. We'll put a link to that in this podcast so you can go back and check it out. Listeners, you can go listen to that previous interview. Talk about the success you're having with that. And you're already booked up. Come on, Jessica. That's like, say, I've got a great restaurant, I'm sorry, but you can't eat at it for the next 2 months because I'm booked reservation. I said, thank you.
I know.
You tell us about all your great food and all your great programs, and then you say, yeah, but the sound, is that just creating scarcity, that trick, or is it really you're just booked?
No, it's for real. It is for real.
I know.
I did not mean
to imply you're being honest and reversing. I know you so well. You're a woman of integrity. And so I love that about you. But talk about that. Why is it sold out so quickly?
Well, it's because of the results. You know, I've coached people, and they say for the first time, you know, we actually get results. And it's probably just because, too, of my background, being in the mortgage and the banking and real estate and, you know, wrote, you know, 7 books, TEDx speaker, best-selling. So it's hard to find. A lot of people say it's hard to find that combination package that's out there. But I am so passionate about making a difference in lives, and I can't do it alone. So that's why I'm stepping back, and I'm looking for other leaders in the mortgage and in the real estate industry who want to take my training, not only to, you know, bring in more business and work less, but also make a difference. So that's what really excites me.
Yeah, that's if you want to get ring Jessica's bell to listen to this podcast. Now you're going to get all these phone calls, so they're all going to say, "How can I want to learn more? How can I give back?" So I mean, but it will get you a longer conversation with Jessica if you're really sincere. But I think it's what Mark talked about is honestly, if there's not these ulterior motives there, where I'm going to tell you what you want to hear because I heard it on the podcast, but now I just really want, I'm really calling you to just get something out from you. And that'll come through pretty quickly, and that's fraudulent. Jessica, this is awesome. I love the stuff you're doing. Lux Your Life. Again, let's go through the websites that our people connect. You mentioned Facebook. So on Facebook, is it Jessica Peterson? Now, Peterson, is that Peterson or Peterson with a T? So I know it's with Peterson with a T, but if you could, how can they reach you on Facebook? Because there's a lot of Jessica Petersons out there. How can they find you on Facebook?
Okay, great question. So Jessica Peterson, P-E-T-E-R-S-O-N, Lux Your Lifestyle. And Lux, yes, I've done lots of luxury deals, and you and I have had many conversations. It's not just about the money. I want everybody to define their own version of luxury. So I would love to hear from people what their lifestyle plan is, what they want to do, what difference they want to do in their business and in lives. That's how you're going to engage with me.
That is so good. Then LinkedIn, you said LinkedIn is another word, and you also mentioned Snap or Instagram. Instagram, how can people, is it the same thing, Jessica Peterson? Is it a Jessica.Peterson? Jessica, is it, how do they do that?
No.
Okay.
It's Lux Your Lifestyle. And here's why I did that, because there is another famous author out there, and she's romance. And I always laugh with people. I have no romance in me. I'm strictly business.
I know your husband. So. I know that's not true. You've got a beautiful daughter. There's been some romance somewhere there. Anyway, give you a bad time. You're passionate about it. That's so funny.
Lux Your Lifestyle. You'll find me LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram. I love those sources versus a website because it's more, again, the relationship based. But I'm just sharing how to connect with me, but it's not just about me, right? I want everybody to think about who is it that they want to connect with and how can they go ahead and connect with them? What value can they bring?
Yep. That's so good. Jessica, it's been a delight to have you on here. Mark, any questions you have for Jessica before we call it a day and call it a podcast?
No, sir. Jessica, thank you for joining us, and I think what you said is very meaningful, and I hope people are listening today and get the message. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. Jessica Peterson is a life coach, business coach, icon real estate agent, one of the top in the nation, and she has a luxury lifestyle. When I first heard that, folks, I went, well, luxury, does it just look like a gilded, you know, gold-plated type thing? No, it's luxing your life. It's the meaning, the deeper meaning. It's the soulish connection. If you get to have a conversation with Jessica, I'm so privileged to have a deep, deep friendship with this amazing person because she really cares about you, listener, having a quality life. Jessica Peterson, say hi to your husband, and I hope you get some time to go out on your boat and beautiful daughter and beautiful family, live in a beautiful part of the country, Sarasota, Florida area. Love it. Thank you so much, Jessica, being here with us today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. Be sure to come back next week. I want to say a special thank you. We'll have all our guests in a regular podcast next week. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors again, Finastra Fusion Mortgage Bot Solution, Form Free, Lender Toolkit, SnapDocs, Total Expert, Simple Nexus, as well as the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, the MBA, Lenders One, Mortgage Collaborative, Success Kit, Knowledge Coop, Mobility, MMI, Modex, Mortgage Advisory Tools, DW Consulting. We're grateful for most of all for you. We're grateful for our sponsors. These are great sponsors. You need to get in there and get to know them. For a lot of reasons. They're doing some things, wonderful things for our industry. But we're most, all of us, our sponsors and me, and Mark and I are most grateful for you, our listeners. Have a great week. Enjoy the rest of your Labor Day holiday. I may have said Memorial Day in there one other time, but Labor Day holiday. And we appreciate you. Have a great rest of your day and have a great rest of your week. Thank you. See you back here next week, everyone.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.